Step two on your path to mastery is all about creating a hypnotic atmosphere, an environment in which hypnosis just happens spontaneously. The information to do this is contained in CDs 2, 3, and 4 of this home study program. In other words, the Beyond Rapport and Signal Recognition Systems, Hypnotic Language, and the Authority Strategy. Now, if hypnotic language, the pure language, is the baseline to any hypnotic interaction, then step two is all about the rhythm section. It creates the atmosphere and the feel that allows people to be seduced or just fall into trance spontaneously. Well, how do you do this? The first part of the rhythm section is all about the rapports and the signals that are being generated within the actual interaction. So let's look at going beyond rapport again. You'll be making sure that you avoid all the typical mistakes people do when they're trying to create rapport. So in other words, you'll be creating the atmosphere through the absence of something. The absence is the absence of being too nice or trying too hard. The absence of sending out signals that you want something from them. Sometimes, you may have to notice what status is the right status for you to play. Are you going to be high status, arrogant and aloof, or low status, like a servant or a starstruck admirer? Remember, neither of them is correct. Neither one of them is better than the other one. It's just a question of which one is more useful in the given situation. You'll also want to make sure you're using wide rapport versus deep rapport, so you don't get too deep into one particular topic. You create a whole scattering of topics so they feel comfortable in all areas. Now, you'll be adding in rapport hooks, little bits of information that want to keep them talking to you. You might even fractionate rapport, and in that way, make them work for it. In other words, you take away rapport a little bit, so they have to work and keep working at keeping your interest as well. You'll want to be making sure that you use an unconscious connection. You get an unconscious connection with the other person that you're talking to. And to do that, use the instant rapport technique that you learned all the way back on CD2. As well as using the instant rapport technique, you want to make sure you see and recognize all the signals that trance is occurring so you can start using them so you know where you are in the process. In order to do that, do the heightened state of awareness exercise that you found again on CD2 that allows your eyes, your ears, your feelings all to be wide open and to notice what is happening outside of yourself. You want to make sure you start spotting those trance signals, because if you can't see what's happening, then your hypnotic language will just go completely astray. You won't be able to match their experience. Now on CD3, as well as hypnotic language, you covered the whole idea of tonalities, trance rhythms. This is so important because the performance of your hypnotic interaction is as important as a formal structure, in other words, the words and sequences you use. And remember, the performance art is the ability to go first. You need to enter some kind of altered state of consciousness inside yourself so that you can project that as your subcommunications. You want to make sure your tonality is right, so you're squeezing the meanings from your words. You're building these rhythms, and you're speaking meaningfully, as though everything you're saying is the most important thing in the world. Remember also to start including command tonality. These are all the refinements on the hypnotic language, the baseline that you've already mastered in step one. The final thing you want to add into, the final refinement you can add into step two, is the authority strategy, the tactics to ensure success. The first tactic that you're going to start adding are the power tactics. So the ability to create your own personal power, to become an authority inside the hypnotic world, and to start using the consistency principle to make other people be consistent with the kind of statements that they're making in public. One of the simplest ways to do all these things is start using demonstrations, either hypnotic demonstrations or demonstrations of your knowledge of how people think, feel, and behave. The next tactic you can start using is the agreement tactics. Remember, you're starting off with this idea of plausibility. In other words, the more the critical factor is online, the more plausible your suggestions have to be. And the more they're in trance, the less plausible you need to make sure that your suggestions are. You're going to start using positive reinforcement. So you're reinforcing all the things that they're doing well, all their trance responses, all their trance behaviors. When they experience an unusual thing, reinforce it and say, you see, that's trance occurring right now. You can do that directly and indirectly through your attitude as well. You're going to be using yes sets. You want to build lots and lots of yes sets. Get people in the habit of agreeing with you so that they're in the process of agreeing with you all the time when you're making suggestions as well. And that leads us to the piggyback suggestions. Piggyback suggestions sit on the back of yes sets because they just piggyback on the back of them and they follow through and become part and parcel of the hypnotic interaction. Finally, you can start using the persistence tactics. Remember, the persistence tactics include hypnotic triples, the idea that you can repeat things over and over and over again. And the more you repeat things, the more they'll sink in and the more the unconscious mind will accept them as being true. You also want to start seeding ideas, planting seeds of ideas inside of people's minds, which you revisit time and time again. And every time you revisit them, you allow those seeds to grow a little bit more. This is called the law of successive approximations, where you start asking for a small change at first, and you start building on that change, adding more and more and more. If you want to have a deep trance phenomena, you make sure you start off with something very simple and easy to do, and you slowly and gradually build up to it. You also want to use the law of compounding effect, which means that, just like a yes set, every time someone responds to one of your suggestions and actually has a positive effect, the next suggestion that you use will be even more powerful. So you're always building off the point of your last successes. As soon as someone responds to one suggestion, the next one has been primed and is more likely to work even better. If at any stage you get a failure or a no, you go right back to your successes and you build from those again. So you're always building on your successes. As soon as this rhythm section has blended and become part of your normal baseline, you're ready to move on to step 3.